17 dead and a life full of clues.
I'm Stephanie.
I'm Taylor.
And I'm Brandon. And over the next 10 minutes, we will explore Jeffrey Dahmer's mind and how mental health affected his dark life. So what do you know about Jeffrey Dahmer?
That he is a serial killer in the 70s, I believe, that he killed little boys, sodomized them, and ate them, I believe.
Oh, yeah. So how much do you know about Jeffrey Dahmer?
I know that he was a little before my time, but I know he was, you know, he was a serial killer, and that it was a very disturbing thing, and the adults, when they would talk about him, would kind of speak about him in hushed tones.
So Jeffrey Dahmer, from his parents' point of view, was an energetic kid until the age of 4, when he had a double hernia surgery. After his surgery, Dahmer became closed off, almost antisocial. As he was so closed off, he developed through puberty with undiagnosed mentality issues, coupled with fantasies that included necrophilia. Being a closeted gay man in the 1970s did nothing to help this either, as it was basically a big neon sign above his head saying, "I'm different." In his senior year of high school, Dahmer's parents divorced, split up, and moved away, leaving Dahmer in his childhood home alone, which was the most likely catalyst for him committing his first murder right after high school graduation.
So, also during the time, mental health help wasn't really a big thing back then. Do you think, even with no outlet to his sexuality, do you think if he would have had some mental help, professional help, that he would have not gone down this path?
You know, it's hard to, you know, the armchair quarterback after the fact, it's hard, but certainly maybe if you can identify urges and what's normal and what's not normal. I know mental health professionals are really understanding, and you know, they're there to help, and so he probably could have maybe had some sort of talk therapy or some sort of medication therapy to kind of find out other ways for those anxieties that manifested violently to come out in another way, maybe. You know, it's one of those things you don't know until you try. Yeah.
Being homosexual in the 70s was kind of a faux pas at that point. Do you think that he was socially and sexually repressed, and having no outlet had something to do with his killings?
I believe so, yes. Everybody should express their feelings and their desires in a certain way, and so if it was repressed, then it could have built a buildup of, I don't know what to do, because in his social standards, that he would have been different, neglected, he would have been trashed and bullied, so therefore he was like, what do I do? I'm not a human, I'm not normal. If you would have tied them back to your first question, he wouldn't classify himself as normal, and so that kind of thinking, maybe at a young age, if I'm not normal, I'm this way, I'm that, then he starts going on a different path than what others might go to mentally.
Dahmer never had a professional outlet for his often violent fantasies, not even a group of friends. As a coping mechanism for his pent-up feelings, he would often be seen in his backyard beating a tree trunk with a stick. Other times, when his interest in the insides of animals got him curious enough, he would be found in his pet cemetery trying out different acids and preservation methods on roadkill. This is what allowed him the knowledge to best preserve his victims' heads after he murdered them. Dahmer has said in interviews that the preserved heads of his victims kept him from feeling lonely. This probably stemmed from his abandonment issues in his senior year. If Dahmer had even one good friend or doctor to talk about what he was feeling along with the magnitude of those feelings, then maybe he wouldn't have felt such a great need to strangle, sodomize, dismember, and eat those 17 poor men and boys.
So in conclusion, people need an outlet, whether it be professional or if it's just talking to a friend. If help is not offered, situations like Jeffrey Dahmer's could happen again.